6. Psychology.
Do you ever wonder why we dream? Many people do. For centuries, in fact, people have been trying to understand what our dreams mean or if they mean anything at all. In ancient Egypt, about 2000 BC, people thought dreams were very important. They believed that dreams foretold what would happen in the future. The Egyptians wrote books that listed what dreams meant. If a man saw himself looking out a window in his dream, it was considered a good omen. It meant that his cry would be heard by a god. If a man saw himself in his dream looking at people who were far away, it was considered a bad sign. It meant that he was soon going to die. In modern times, Sigmund Freud is famous for his research on dreams. Freud believed that his dreams represent our suppressed desires, things we want to do but can't. Dreams allow our minds to act out desires that we can't express in our everyday lives. Usually, these suppressed desires involve sex. For example, a train going into a tunnel represents a man and woman having sex. According to Freud, this dream would mean you want to have sex, but for some reason you can't. Another famous dream researcher was Carl Jung, J-U-N-G. Jung believed dreams allow us to think more about ourselves than when we are awake, and to solve problems that we have during the day. In 1973, researchers named Alan Hobson and Robert McCauley said dreams don't mean anything. Dreams are just the result of natural activity in our brains.
Number 1. What is the talk mainly about? Number 2. What is the speaker's main point? Number 3. Which two statements are correct? Choose two answers. Number 4. What does the professor imply when she says this?
For centuries, in fact, people have been trying to understand what our dreams mean or if they mean anything at all.